Wildfires continue to blaze in eastern Tennessee, forcing tens of thousands to flee two resort towns at the entrance to Great Smoky Mountains National Park. No deaths have been reported, but local authorities say hundreds of homes and a 16-story hotel have been damaged or destroyed. We're joined now by Bart Fricks. His company, the Copper Cellar Family, operates 19 restaurants in the region, including six in the most affected areas of Gatlinburg and Pigeon Forge. Bart, thanks for joining us, and tell us what it's like there right now and how these fires are affecting your business.
It's really bad right now. The Smoky Mountains are on fire. We've evacuated our restaurants, and all of our people, to our knowledge, are out and safe currently.
And where have they gone?
Several have gone to coworkers, family members, and the Red Cross has set up shelters throughout the area as well.
But you've been able to account for everybody, all your employees are safe?
Just about everyone. We've got a couple that we haven't heard from, but we're being hopeful about that.
And how close are the fires to the actual physical buildings that you own?
Right across the street.
Wow. So any damage so far in your buildings?
We haven't been able to confirm that, but from what we have been told from law enforcement, that our buildings are intact currently. They've shut the city down. No one that doesn't need to be there is going in, so we haven't been able to physically verify that, but the authorities have told us we are intact currently, but things could change. The mountains are still on fire.
At this point, how long do you think you're going to have to stay shut down?
I suspect we could be shut down 2 to 3 days.
And then you'll be able to reopen right away?
We hope so. There'll be a lot involved in reopening the restaurants that we have. We have perishable foods that we last night we lost power in the restaurants, and those foods can only last so long without power or refrigeration. So we will have to go in and assess where we are and then probably take some time to get the restaurants back up and running.
And, of course, this is an immediate problem, but this is part of a larger story, which is a terrible drought that the region is in right now.
Yeah, we haven't really had any significant rainfall since sometime in July. I know Knoxville, where I live, was about 11 inches short. You had the fall season in the mountains where all the leaves change colors and then they fall off the trees. So you had a lot of fuel on the ground along with the drought. And then we had these awful heavy winds yesterday up in the mountains, 50, 60 miles per hour winds, which are hurricane type winds. And so that just added fuel and the fire just got out of control.
Well, we hope you get some rain or at least some relief soon. Bart Fricks of the Copper Cellar Family Restaurant Group in Tennessee. Thanks so much and best of luck.
My pleasure. Thank you.